Amy, how are you this morning?
I'm great. Thank you, Tony.
You know, it's funny, Amy. There's another topic that we're covering. And from what I understand, you were approached to talk about that. We would have just given you your own show for this morning, I think.
I appreciate that. I understand you talked to a colleague of mine on that issue this morning.
I did. It's a small world, isn't it?
It is.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that East Lansing school bond. It went down, though narrowly defeated. It's gone. What's your response to that?
I think we're obviously very disappointed that the bond didn't pass on Tuesday, and feel that, you know, obviously the situation hasn't changed in East Lansing. We still have 60-year-old elementary school buildings. We still need to do a technology upgrade. And I think we're, you know, looking at others to sort of inform the process now about what they think their other better plan is. Clearly, the school board is planning to move forward with the plans that they've made to consolidate and close one building and focus the operating funds on the remaining 5 elementary schools and get rid of the transition that many are not happy with regard to the 5th and 6th grade transition that current ELTS students make, and they're looking to move forward with the 6th grade addition to the middle school with the limited funds that are available currently.
Why do you think the plan failed?
I think it was probably a whole lot of factors, the biggest of which I think is probably just the amount of the bond. And while I'm appreciative of the sticker shock that some people probably felt, I think there probably needed to be more education on our part about why it was important to do this point in time. Clearly, we tried to educate and let people know that East Lansing's bonding capacity will drop dramatically because of the way that that calculation is done. And so even as of this fall, if another ballot proposal is put forward, the maximum that the district can borrow is $34 million. So when you look around at the improvements that need to be made and the fact that all of our elementary schools are roughly the same age, I will be interested to see how folks think that we can stretch $34 million. I was very invested in the plan that we had on Tuesday. So I'm curious as to how we can make something else work going forward. But lots of bond proposals across the state with regard to schools especially failed on Tuesday.
Well,
because it was a Republican presidential primary.
Yeah, well, it was a $53 million proposal. Now, the group Support a Better Plan campaigned against the proposal. They hope to work with the school board going forward with another plan. But is there another plan?
Well, I think that's our biggest question. After 2.5 years of public debate, specifically task citizens committee, I think probably all of the input that folks are likely to hear going forward has already been heard. And the fact of the matter is that East Lansing is no different than other school districts that have had to make tough choices. And there are always going to be a small minority of folks who are unhappy with those decisions. There isn't a scenario in my mind where everyone ends up happy. And so the school district now is left with the same set of challenging circumstances, and in my mind, has much less resources to try to meet those. So
bottom line, a school is going to close.
That's my understanding, and we have no reason to believe that the school district will go back on its decision that the operating budget is really the current most pressing issue, and that we cannot afford to operate 6 elementary schools. I don't know if people understood. We tried to communicate. We do not currently have 6 principals across those schools. We're sharing a principal between our 2 5th and 6th grade elementaries. And in addition to that configuration not being acceptable to people, I think it's become unacceptable to people. Not a comment on the job that individual is doing, but just the simple fact that children in every school deserve to have a principal, as do the staff. So I think people didn't understand that cuts have already been made, and we're really on the precipice of needing to move forward, both configuration-wise and budget-wise, in a different way.
Well, you know, it's interesting how the East Lansing and Lansing School District challenges with their schools are parallel. You need more revenues. You've lost more revenues. It doesn't look like more revenues are going to come in via taxes or from the state government. And you have aging infrastructure, And not only do you not have the same enrollment you've had, but you've got these old buildings. And so in instances where you probably need new buildings built, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a challenge, not only in this local area, Tony, but across the state. I think a lot of school buildings were built in the same era as East Lansing, both in the baby boomer sort of generation. And the fact of the matter is you can look at 60-year-old houses and think that we can remodel that. If you look at a 60-year-old school building, it's simply out of date for what children need today to succeed. And I hope that East Lansing can pull together and see that.
All right, Tammy, we appreciate your time. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you so much.